Hi, welcome back.
Sonic Fox Big Meat confirmed.
Sorry. Well, there you have it, folks. Sonic Fox Big Meat confirmed.
I'm gonna do some research one sec, guys.
Remember when we were supposed to upload an episode last week and you guys totally didn't notice that we didn't and like it was totally completely fine?
No, that's the thing. We were gonna plan to record and then we just did.
Well, like, we had a weekend.
It was a weekend. Yeah. I will say that. We definitely had a weekend.
And we had planned on recording that, like, Sunday night, but then we were just kind of exhausted, and then we kind of just forgot about it. And, we're back now.
I feel like we're, like, absentee parents.
You know,
we're back now!
They're fine! They can heat up popcorn. Anyways, welcome back to another thrilling installment of Gay Screaming. I'm your host, Charlie, aka Misty Terrain, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host,
Jared, aka Toxic Terrain, aka Unemployed.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I don't want to hear any shit about the air conditioner on. In the background.
Listen, it's hot in this fucking apartment.
It is hot in this apartment. So,
it's the heat.
It's the heat. You guys can't say shit. Anyways, how are you this week?
I don't know. I'm in, like, a weird mental space because, like, this is, like, my last week at my job and I'm officially done now. Like,
today was your last day?
Yeah, today was my last day. Excuse me. I didn't get fired or anything, luckily. It's just a temporary contract because I graduated from college and my job was, like, a college job. So, I'm not a student, so I can't work there anymore.
That's what they think.
So, it's, like, bittersweet because I like my job and it, like, pays decent. And, like, my schedule is, like, flexible. But now it's, like, I have to find a real job and be a real boy. Feeling very Pinocchio.
I'm a real boy!
Yeah. So weird headspace, but I'm also like, I'm kind of just gonna take August to like be a beachy girl.
Yeah.
And like just like have a vacation because like I have to go to Seattle at the end of this month anyway, so like why should I scramble and try to get a job before then?
Summer break.
Summer break, exactly. Except it's like fall break basically almost.
I mean, it's still summer. Who cares if some people's. It's still weird to me that some people start school at like the beginning of August.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, that's the reason my job's ending, because summer semester's over, so, like, fall starts next week.
That's so stupid.
Stupid, isn't it, love?
That's so dumb. Remember when school started in September?
No, that was, like, iconic. I missed that. I mean, school ended later, too, but, like, I didn't mind that as much. I don't like starting early in the year.
It just feels weird. And, like, why are we letting out in May?
Yeah.
Like, at the beginning of May. I mean, sure, cool, whatever, but, like, it just feels wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess I haven't been in, like, primary school since I was younger, so it's, like, things are different now, but I just remember as a kid, I loved summer break being, like, until September, and I just, like, had, like, these months. It's so hot and warm. The day never ends.
I remember spring break also used to be 2 weeks, and then it was one.
That's another thing, yeah.
What happened? Who made all these decisions?
One thing I did notice, maybe this is just my college or my high school or whatever, my winter breaks in high school were so short. I feel like they were like 2 to 3 weeks.
Ours
like,
were three.
Oh, okay.
Well, they started off as two, and then when everything started shifting to when school started in August, then it was three.
Okay. Also, we don't have a topic for today, so you're just going to sit here and listen.
Yeah.
But
we love you.
Yeah, we love you. Thanks for listening. But after I got to college, it was, like, I had, like, a month and a half off, and I really liked it. But it's also dangerous, because like, when I have that much time off of school, and then I have to go back into it, my sleep schedule's fucked, I have no motivation, I'm depressed, I'm gay, I'm not doing any homework.
You're not screaming.
You're lucky if I'm showing up. I was a horrible student. I don't know how I got a fucking college degree.
But you have one.
And it's still sitting in my closet, buried underneath some boxes, because I ain't fucking bought a frame yet.
When you buy a frame, it's over.
It's over for these hoes. I'm gonna be.
No one else's degree is gonna stand up to yours.
I mean, probably Nikki's. Hers is a little fancier. It's like, oh, nursing.
Yeah.
Mine's just like, oh. I majored in a language I already knew. Wow. Wowza!
I mean, if you ask me personally.
Personally? Actually,
if you ask me, I personally...
Sophie, bye! Sorry.
So, Jared's new TV.
It's not my new TV, it's my roommate's new TV.
Their new TV is showing, like, it's doing, like, screensavers across the screen, right? Mm-hmm. And every few, like, minutes or so, they change. And they're, like, pictures of whatever you... Like, they look like the pictures in the front of, like, a geometry textbook.
That's a great way to describe it, actually.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, they're just fucking, like, cityscapes or, like, nature or something. But, like, it'll list, like, the photographer at the bottom corner. Mm-hmm. And this specific photographer, her name is Sophie Bai, or their name, or his name. I don't know. Who am I to say?
Yeah, period.
If you ask me, I think your degree holds more worth than... a like biology degree from like Harvard. Personally,
you're just gassing me up now.
I am.
I feel like you're okay. You didn't need to admit it that fast. Jeez, fuck. No, okay. Here's the thing with my college degree: one, I never expected to graduate college. Two, I'm not gonna hold that over people like I'm like smarter than them because education. Okay.
Oh, since you got your degree and you know everything.
No,
well, just because I'm a college dropout?
No, but here's the thing. Education in this country is linked to money and, like, privilege.
Yeah.
It's not any sort of representation of intelligence. And people love to act like it is.
Yeah.
It's a representation of you took some classes and you paid some money.
A lot of money.
Yeah, and it's a lot. And it does have status and weight in terms of, like, job considerations. But it doesn't have status and weight in terms of, like... you being somehow superior to other people. Like,
yeah.
I hate when people are like, oh, I have degrees, so I'm fucking smarter than you. Fuck you. It's like, you know more about certain things than other people, maybe, but you're not automatically smarter than everybody now. My point with that is, if I go back and get my master's, and also still have to major in English, because if I go back to the same college for my fucking master's, they don't have good master's programs. But, honey.
Oof.
The options are limited. Ooh. And I'm not going to get into any of the ones that I would prefer to get into because I don't have the relevant experience. So I basically have to go back to English.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really going to be sitting here with 2 degrees in the same thing. And I don't even want to do it.
So sitting there, barbecue sauce on my titties. And I was like, what the fuck? Again? That's your college experience.
Yeah. It's all a simulation anyway, is my point.
The simulation is simulating, and we just have to accept it. Thank you.
Whoever's
for
in control of my sim was like, we're going to get the writing skill to 10, and then we're not going to do anything else.
Really quick, what's with this trend on TikTok where people are being like, I was written by a man, I was written by a woman. Like, what? I've only seen like 2 of those, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And
I haven't even seen one of those. What the hell?
And then my sister sent me one that was like, I was written by a man. I was written by a woman. Bitch, I wasn't written by anyone. I am unwritten. And then it played the song and she did like the little twerky twerk.
That's a moment.
Whoever that was, I already forgot your name, but you're an icon.
Yeah. I think TikTok reveals a lot of gems in the rough.
It does. Diamonds in the rough, you mean.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be the English major?
See, that's the thing.
Why
I'm
do
pretending
I know
to be
more than you?
Because... degrees do not represent intelligence.
Since you got your degree, no.
No, but there's just some really fucking funny people on TikTok, and I'm like, why aren't you guys? Because it's like, with social media in general, I'm so fucking annoyed and tired. And this is also celebrity status similar, but like, social media makes it worse because literally, whereas celebrities have to have like some semblance of like physical value or attractiveness, models or acting or singing or some kind of talent. It's like, people get fucking viral from one video, and then they're, like, elevated to celebrity status on social media. And then we have people, because of this, like, Tana Mojo walking around the world like they own the place when they're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And they're inconsiderate and douchebags. TanaCon. Her saying the N-word. Her scamming her fans multiple times. I don't even have time to list all the different scams she did.
Team Bryce.
On God.
Yeah.
I
don't even know who Bryce is. Like,
Bryce Hall. Oh, God.
I remember when everybody was like...
He's a douchebag. Like, if you look up videos of, like, Bryce Hall being an asshole, they're bad.
Ugh.
Like, he's a fucking douchebag. A douchebag, like, stupid white kid who thinks he, like, owns the world.
So, just any other rich white kid.
Exactly. But my point with all of that is social media is, like, there's so many good aspects to it, but they're being overshadowed by the, like, negative shit and, like, people who shouldn't have, like, these huge platforms being elevated to celebrity status and being, like, admired by all these impressionable kids and, like, having all these, like, opportunities thrown at them and, like, fucking, I don't know. It's really shitty.
No, it's wild. Imagine if Harley Quinn was on TikTok.
She'd be an icon. She'd also be very, toxic, and she probably shouldn't be.
I feel like she, if Harley Quinn were on social media, I don't think she would be Azalea, well, okay.
Not Azalea Banks.
So, I don't think she would be Azalea.
Did you know she was gonna fucking euthanize herself?
What?
Yeah, last year, I guess she had made a comment about euthanizing herself, and she was gonna, like, make a documentary about it. But I don't know if she still plans to do that or not. I don't know, I read that on Wikipedia the other day, and I was like, whoa.
I hope Azalea Banks is okay.
I hope she seeks help. That's kind of all I have to say about that.
I'll just leave it at that. Yeah. But I don't feel like Harley Quinn would be, like, causing controversies every day, like, in the way that Azalea Banks does. Mm-hmm. I feel like she would still cause controversies because, you know, she's Harley Quinn.
For sure.
But she would probably be banned and suspended off of so many social media sites like Azalea Banks has.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's giving
very
bad. She'd
be banned on Twitter so fast.
You think so?
Probably.
I mean, look at how long they left Donald Trump on there.
That's true, but it's also because he was the president.
So?
Fair.
You know?
Fair.
They did suspend, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene for, like, the second time, like, last week or something. And I was just like, I don't know. Why haven't y'all just... gotten rid of her.
When I tell y'all I hate this country, I really do. Like, I'm not joking.
I'm not joking, bitch.
I'm working with what I got and what I was born into, but I wouldn't choose to be here. Let me tell you that much.
Nope. 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 Like, nope. Well, okay. Here's the thing about America. Is this the political episode now?
Maybe.
The thing about America, I'll keep it brief so we don't turn it into the political episode because okay.
I don't have the energy right now. I'm tired.
I'm just saying it's a lot of smoke and mirrors in this country. Mm-hmm. And if you think this is the greatest country in the world, well, I hate to break it to you, but it's not. Mm-hmm. And people around the world fear us for very good reasons. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Ask me how I'm doing.
Oh my god, I'm so bad about that. Literally every week, you're like, how are you doing? And I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Anyway, rada, rada,
how are
rada.
You doing? Yeah.
How am I doing? Well...
Not good, bitch.
I actually think this week I was good. Besides the fact that I didn't leave my apartment the entire week until I left my apartment today and was like, oh, wait, I haven't been outside, you know?
You're just like an indoor girl now.
Yeah, I'm a wallflower, as they say.
Okay.
So, that was fun. Although, it was probably better that I stayed inside. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you just need that for oneself.
It
really didn't dawn upon me that I stayed inside the whole week, though. Mm. Like, literally until I felt sunlight, and I was like, huh.
It also helps that Charlie has a nice apartment, so.
Yeah. And it has, like, nice air conditioning, too. Yeah. You know, I appreciate it.
They're dragging me.
No. only a little.
No. I'd be in my apartment like, it's so hot. Save me.
I sent Jared a TikTok the other day because, like, so the thing about Jared's apartment is that there are no vents.
Right.
Right?
It's literally just walls. We just have walls and vibes. There are no vents. There's no circulation.
So the air conditioner doesn't reach his room. So if we're in his room, it's just hot. So there's this one TikTok where they literally, like, put tubes together. And tape
trash bags.
And taped them from the air conditioner to the other room, and that's how they cooled that room. I feel like we should do that.
I don't doubt it would be effective because I do think it would be. It's just that I know that Kai would be either freaked out and terrified.
Kai is a cat.
Yeah, Kai is my roommate's cat. She's adorable. She's staring at us right now. She's an angel. We love her.
She looks like she wants to kill us.
A little bit. And I think about that sometimes. Because I'm like, you could, you know, crawl into Nikki's bed in the middle of the night and slash her throat. And what are
we
going to do?
Oh my god!
Very Pet Cemetery.
Yeah.
But no, she's a sweetheart. Anyway, if we did that with some fucking bags and had air blowing through them and they're making all the noise, she'd be so scared.
True.
So I'm like, I don't want to torture her. She can't even handle the vacuum cleaner. When the vacuum cleaner comes out, she starts freaking out.
Why is it that animals can't handle a vacuum cleaner?
I don't know.
We can handle vacuum cleaners.
But, like, we yell at her when she, like, does something bad and she's just, like, staring at us like, why are you being loud?
Yeah.
But then as soon as a vacuum cleaner comes out, she's like, oh my god, I'm dying.
Well, maybe because it's being loud. I just put it together for you.
No, I'm saying, like, it should have the same effect when we yell at her, then. If she's so scared of loud noises.
Right, okay, I see what you're saying. Now.
Right.
Whoops.
Right.
Whoopsie.
She can just differentiate because she's like, that's a machine, it can kill all of us. And then she's like, oh, these people are harmless.
You think animals have a concept of knowing what is and isn't a machine?
Like, kind
of. You think they stare at a TV and realize this is not real?
Yeah. Well, certain animals.
Okay.
It kind of I don't know, like, if as a species there's, like, higher classes of intelligence, but I've noticed, like, for example, she doesn't sit and watch TV. If there's people on the screen and talking, she doesn't care. But, like,
if there's a cat on the TV?
I don't know. But, I mean, like, if we start talking in person, she can differentiate between the TV having a conversation and us having a conversation. And she's gonna come try to hang out with us instead of go to the TV and be like, oh, what are they talking about? Right?
Yeah.
If there's, like, birds on the screen and they're moving really fast, I think that confuses her. Because they're, like, so fast moving, she can't really make sense of it.
Yeah.
But as far as people, like, she can understand when people are, like, in person versus on the TV.
So, like, my roommate is out of town, right? So I was cleaning her cat's litter boxes this morning. While I was cleaning them, one of them was sitting on, like, the bathroom counter watching me do it. And I was just like, okay, weirdo. But then she caught a glimpse of herself.
Oh, in the mirror. Existential crisis.
And she was just staring at herself for, like, 5 minutes. And I was literally, like, scooping her poop and coming up and being like, you okay?
Yeah.
Like, she looked like she just experienced something for, like, the first time.
Yeah.
Like, the Molly hit.
Yeah. No, that's always interesting. I never think about that. But yeah, I'm sure it's very weird for animals to see their own reflection and have to think about that.
Yeah, because they don't see themselves.
Right.
Like we do.
Right. We're, like, used to it. And we have concepts of, like, identity and self and all this stuff. Oh, I was going to fucking bring up something.
Bussy.
I don't remember. But this is side note related. Should we talk about our crazy weekend adventure?
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so... me being a bitch.
Strap in. It's not that wild.
Yeah, it's not that wild. We just, like, went to a birthday party. My friend Tucker, his birthday was last week, beginning of the week. And then he was having a party on Sabado?
Yes.
See, it was on Saturday, and we were chilling. And then all of a sudden... to not chill anymore because we were getting on a train to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And then things got confusing. There were routes involved. We got on the red line.
Well, real quick,
we got on the purple line. Sorry.
let me. Jared's giving you very much the nutshell version. Let me ring this out for you, okay?
Yeah, Charlie's really good at ringing out stories.
I am.
Every last drop.
Literally.
Dry.
So, Jared comes over Friday night. I get a haircut that morning because I thought I was going to another event that I will not disclose.
Oh my god, mask. Right.
But I was like, whatever, I'm not going to go to that anymore. And then after I got my haircut, I was like, it was like 1 p.m. And I was like, Jared, come over. And he was like, I'm still working. And I was like, oh, we'll come over when you're done.
Right.
So, because the plan was, Jared was going to come over to my place and sleep over, and then we were going to take the train from the train station, like, down the street from us. We do just that. We get to the train station. We get on the train. We buy our tickets very frantically because we don't know if the train is about to show up or not.
Yeah.
Because it said boarding, but there was no train there.
Right.
But we still got on, so we made it. And then we're sitting on the train, and... there's these two white people behind us. They're,
we should give them names. Oh my god, fun.
He's definitely something like Ryan.
I was gonna say the girl's probably like a Sarah.
Yeah.
Ryan and Sarah.
That makes sense. So, Ryan. Oh, Ryan.
He was thirsty, let's say that.
He was really going up to bat there, but it was a swing and a miss, and a swing and a miss, and a swing and a miss.
And it was really uncomfortable to listen to, because they were sitting right behind us on the train. What is with our choice of seats?
I don't think it's us. I don't know.
Because the trains weren't that crowded, so I'm like, do we just get bad luck and sit next to these weird people?
Probably. I mean, so like, Ryan is trying to flirt with Miss Sarah over here. Mm-hmm. So she was like on a phone call, and as soon as she hung up, he was like, oh, I like overheard some of your conversation.
Mess.
And it's just like, oh, here we go.
Already off to a horrible start. Why are you listening?
Yeah. And she was trying to like work on her computer, and she would just like turn to him and be like, oh, yeah. But then they like started talking and talking and talking. And they started talking about religion.
Right, Jesus got involved.
Yeah.
As he always does.
And she was just like, yeah, like, you know, like, religion's there. It's not like, she was more like, she wasn't as a religious person as he was. But then as soon as she started talking about sinning, I was like, wait, what's going on here?
Cause
she was
it got weird.
She was talking about the fact that her brother had a child, but, like, the child was born of, like, out of wedlock.
Right, so it was a bastard.
Right, and she was just like, I know it's a sin, but, like, I'm so grateful to have my nephew. And I was just like, okay, this is weird. And homeboy was trying to, like, tell her and brag about the fact that he was, like, a world traveler, that he's been to, like, Australia and blah, 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 blah. He was really trying.
He was laying it on very thick. Yeah. It was so uncomfortable.
It was. He had a man bun, too, so.
Of course. He looked, as soon as we got up and, like, got off the train, he looked exactly how I pictured him in my head.
Yeah. Bleached blonde hair.
Right.
Some bad tattoos on his arm.
Blue eyes.
Beard.
Bad scruff.
Yeah.
It wasn't cute.
So, like, at one point, he was talking to her about, like, his favorite pastors and everything.
Ah, not you standing pastors, Sir Ryan.
I don't even... And then he was just like, oh, yeah, there's, like, this really cool document. I don't remember if the documentary was about pastors or whatever. I think it was. But he was just like...
They were talking about religion for a while.
He was just like, yeah, I can send you the documentary if you want. And she was like, no, it's okay. I believe you. So she was a queen for that one.
Absolutely, you gotta reject a man, keep them in their place.
So the train stops, and everybody starts getting up, because we get to LA, and so we're getting down, and...
And Union Station is the easy part. We're like, we've been here, yeah. I know Union Station,
I was
relatively.
Like, I need a poop, let me go poop.
Right. Everything went south from there.
So, we tried figuring out, because we had to get to Santa Monica.
Right, which is where Tucker's family lives, and where, shout out again, Ivan, who made the podcast art for our podcast. I know him through Tucker, so that's, he was also at the party.
So, Jared's looking at his phone, and then he says, we need to get on this train, and then on this bus, and then we'll be there. And we're like, cool, great. So we buy some Metro cards and fill them up with money. Mm-hmm. We get on the subway. I was very much living, my subway fantasy, because I hadn't ridden a subway in over like 2 years because of COVID.
Yeah,
when I was living
true.
In Berkeley, like
right.
As soon as COVID hit, I did not step foot on those.
Yeah.
So it was cool doing that. And then when we got off the subway, we were like, okay, let's go to the bus stop. And so Jared takes us to the bus stop.
I'm so mad at myself still.
Don't spoil it for them yet.
It's okay.
And so the bus shows up, and we're like, okay, cool, this 720, let's get on. So we're riding the bus, right? Well, when we get on the bus, first, we, like, have our Metro cards, because we try to show, like, the bus driver. We're
right, we had literally just paid for them, too, in the fucking, when we got off the Purple Line.
And then the bus driver was just like, it's free, just get on.
Right, and it was crowded as fuck. Like, it was, like, probably, like... 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, so it was like prime time. Everyone was on the fucking bus. We had to stand, it was crowded.
And so like the bus would like empty out the farther we went, and we found seats eventually. And then like Jared was looking at his phone and was like, hey, wait a second.
Because I kept checking the map every minute thinking like, okay, we're gonna get closer, right?
And we were only getting farther. And Jared was like, why are we getting farther? And I was like, that's not possible. We can't be getting farther.
Because it wasn't the right butt. It was. Yeah. It was a 720.
And so I checked my phone, and I was like, oh, wait. We're moving in the opposite direction. And so Jared was just like, oh my god, I can't believe this. And he was like really beating himself up. And I was like, oh no. And then he was like, we have to get off. And he was just like, we'll just order an Uber. And I was like, yeah, cool. So we pull the string to get off of the bus. And we get off right on Skid Row.
Bad timing.
You know? I mean, it wasn't bad, honestly.
Right. I mean, it's not like we got fucking like mugged or anything. It was just like weird that we got dropped off right in Skid Row, and we're just like, are you fucking serious?
It just felt like a movie plot.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing, placer thing.
Like, we got on the right bus going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
We drove another, because we were on that bus for a long time. But we were on the bus for like 30 minutes.
A one-way street?
Right.
So there wasn't another bus coming from the other direction, so the bus we were supposed to take was probably on, like, the next street over.
Right, which it said on the map that it was on the street that we got the bus on. So it was just very confusing. But either way, we ended up in Skid Row, and we were like, okay, we got to order an Uber. And first we moved a couple streets over, like, a few blocks, because it was, like, very much tent city, and it was a lot.
Well, because there was, like, no spot also where we could just stop and be like, okay, let's order our Uber here.
Right. So we walked a couple blocks, and we end up near the Starbucks and, like, a parking lot and a car wash. And then I ordered the Uber.
And Sandy accepted.
Sandy accepted. We stan Sandy.
She was going to be 26.
She was 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it took a long time. We were there waiting for a while.
We saw a peep show.
We definitely saw a peep show. There was a creepy old white man, and he was taking pictures of a psychic who was posing scantily in her boudoir. So,
well, okay, so here's the thing about the psychic. It was very odd because the psychic was not psychicking at that time.
She was whoring, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, good for her if she was.
And, okay, even just looking in her, like, business, I didn't see a fucking table. I didn't see a crystal ball. She was literally laid out on a chair in front of her little, like, chain fence with her legs, like, sprawled open, like, yeah, laying on this chair.
The gate to her establishment was shut, so you think, okay, the psychic is done for the day. And then this old geezer white man walks past, and he stops in front of the psychic, and then he starts, like, waving his arms out in front of him and doing, like, a squeezy thing with his hands.
Right.
Which we all know what that means.
Right.
And then he sticks his camera through, like
through the gate.
And like, takes pictures.
Focuses on her and takes pictures of her with, like, a fucking professional-ass camera.
It was
weird. I don't know if he was a tourist. He must have been. I don't know. It was very strange.
It was weird.
And she, like, didn't say anything, so I don't know if she was just sitting there, like, letting him take the pictures, or if she, like, left the room. I don't know. It was weird. But either way, we watched that happen. We got Starbucks. We waited for Sandy. We downed our Starbucks.
Sandy came and got us.
Sandy came and got us. I respect her for that. She's a homie. Her car was interesting. There was some seatbelt action that happened.
Yeah.
We, like, buckled up and then started beeping frantically. Like, we were being not safe, and we were gonna die and such.
And she was like, I don't know why it does that, but it does that. And the guys at the mechanics say that it's just gonna do that. And we were just like, it's okay.
Yeah, like, you're good, Sandy. She was nice, though.
Yeah.
I gave her a 5-star rating. I was like, thanks for getting us out of Skid Row. So she drops us off in front of Tucker's house. And then we, like, say hi to everybody. And then Tucker's like...
Well, Jared says hi to Eddie, but everybody. I didn't know anybody there but Jared and Ivan and Tucker.
Right.
And Tucker's girlfriend.
Which it was really nice seeing Ivan. I haven't seen him in, like, over a year. So it's like, every time I see him, I'm like, oh, it's like my brother, you know?
Yeah.
But beyond that, I'm like, oh, hey, Tuck, like, we made it. Took us fucking forever because the party started, like, 3.5 hours ago at this point.
Yeah.
We were very late.
But we showed up.
We showed up. And then he goes, oh, well, you should have just took this and then took this. And then the train station is right down the street from my... And then I'm just like, I don't fucking live here. I don't know where the fuck... You're just spouting numbers and letters at me. And he's like, no, I'll show you here. He, like, brings me in front of his house and starts pointing frantically down the street. I'm just, like, sitting there, like, acting like I know what he's talking about. I'm like, girl,
I don't come here. I've never.
You don't come, period.
I come.
Oh, he come.
But I've never taken the fucking train to Santa Monica in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know what routes you're talking about and shit, and he didn't give me directions beforehand, so it's like, he just said to take the train, and I was like, okay, I'll figure it out. So I used Google, and Google fucking tried. It was partially human error, I get that, but like, Google could have been a little more clear with the bus and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, he gives me a whole spiel about how I should, you know, take shit back. But at that point, the trains weren't running anymore. So...
yeah, like...
there wasn't a way back.
That's the other thing. LA, what's going on with your train system? Like, why aren't they running past... even, like... oh, I mean, I'm sure the subways run longer.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing... the trains to Union Station were still running past a certain point. We would have had to leave, like, probably around, like, before 9 or something.
Yeah.
But the trains from Union Station back to Anaheim stopped running at, like, 6 p.m.
By the time we got there.
Right. And, like, they run later on weekdays, but it was Saturday, so they, like, cut off at 6. So it was, like, if we got back to Union Station, like, we would have had to Uber home anyways. So it was, like, okay, well, that's weird. So we enjoyed the... party, we had fun. I mean, I don't even remember half the people's names. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm never gonna see them again, but some of those people were nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, the couple we played Risk with was really cool.
Yeah.
And then, it was cool hanging out with Tucker and his girlfriend and Ivan and everybody. But anyway, night Wednesday, we ended up crashing at Ivan's place. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then the next day, we didn't get any sleep. I was so fucking tired the next day. Oh my god.
I definitely did not get any. You think you didn't get any sleep that night? I did not get a week, maybe an hour. And I will not disclose the reasons pertaining as to why.
I will say I had at least 3 to 4 hours.
I
fell asleep, it was probably like 5 a.m. and we woke up at like, you woke me up at 10. So I probably had like 5 hours sleep.
Because I told Jared we should wake up at 9 to get back to my place.
And Charlie being so gracious let me sleep for an extra hour. Because I was out. I was so fucking tired.
I was like, listen, last night we were... well, because like, the other thing was like, Jared was like, oh yeah, we're not going to stay up all night. And I was like, girl, we're going to stay up all night. Are you kidding me?
Well, and then we did. It's like every time I see Ivan, I'm always like, oh yeah, we'll like hang out and stuff. And then like, I think I'm going to go to sleep at a decent hour. And then we always end up having this super intense, deep heart to heart.
Yeah.
And it lasts all night. And then we're fucking going to bed in the middle of the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, this sucks for sleep. But like, that's why I like Ivan. Because we're just like... very similar wavelengths mentally. Yeah. And, like, Charlie fits into that very nicely, because Charlie's also a similar wavelength.
Yeah.
So we were just having a really good conversation for a long time.
It was.
And then I fell asleep.
It really was, like, 5 a.m.
Yeah. Because we got to his place at, like, fucking midnight. Or a little before midnight,
a little probably. Before, yeah. And then we left at, like, 9, 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And we didn't go to his room until, like, midnight, because we were out there
playing video. Right, we were playing games with everybody.
And then there was, like, a people having a party at the apartment across
Charlie
the way.
Charlie was judging the people having the party so hard.
Looked like the lamest middle-aged party I had ever seen.
No, it was giving, like, Great Gatsby. Like, they wanted to look like Great Gatsby, but it was more, like, Home Improvement. Like,
yeah.
Some white people show. I don't know. It was very awkward.
And then, like, a few of those people tried making eye contact with me, and I was like, don't look at me. Don't
well, that's the thing, too. Like, the way Ivan's apartment is set up, like, the windows and patios are right across from each other. So we were, like, constantly looking into their party because they're, like, right there.
And they were constantly looking at us.
Right. And, like, both of the screen doors were open because it's hot. So, like, you need to let the room breathe. But, yeah, we played some Smash Bros.
I hope they heard me talking shit.
Probably. They probably did. You were being very loud. I will give you that. I will give you that, Mama. You are not subtle.
What did I say?
Smash Bros. I got creamed a lot.
I got creamed a lot.
Yeah.
You think you got...
well, Omzi was really good. Yeah. I wasn't expecting him to be that good, because he was like, oh, yeah, I play Smash, and he fucking kicked all our asses. And I was like...
I don't think I won a single one.
I don't know if I did. I don't remember, honestly. It's I was probably
back then. But yeah, we left around, like, 10. Our Uber driver got a little lost on the way back to Union Station. But then we got there. And we get on the train, right?
This is part two of the train.
Of the people that decide to sit with us.
The trolley dilemma.
So we sit down in our seats. Mind you, there's many a seat available, right?
We literally, when we sat down, no one was near us. And then, of course, after we pick our seat.
Especially when we're, like, stinky, stinky cock-a-poo-poo.
What?
Listen, it was, like, a long day the day before, so I knew, like, that day, I was just like, oh, I know I smell, right?
Oh, probably same, yeah. Because I'd spent the night at your place the day before. I didn't shower at your place. Not us being Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. But yeah, I hadn't showered at Charlie's place, and then we spent the night at Ivan's, and we all three of us slept in Ivan's bed. So we probably, like, were a little rank, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, like, I don't think it was, like, horrible, but if I were to lift up my arms, I would definitely be like, oh, yeah. Maybe not.
I mean, the first thing I did when I got back home after all this was shower.
Yeah, literally. Same thing.
It's been a long time.
Like, as soon as I got back, I mean, you were there.
Yeah.
So these two, like, muscly white men, like, let me describe them to you before I describe what they were. They're definitely those types of, like, muscly white guys to be like, I don't do well with disrespect. If anybody disrespects me, then I don't fuck with, you know?
I can see that. I could also see them being frat boys.
Yeah. So they were in the military. Mm-hmm. Shocker.
They weren't subtle about it.
And they ask, like, the train employee who's, like, scanning everyone's tickets, they go, hey, you think we could move up a few cabins since we're in the military? And she was just like, I mean, yeah, there's room. You could just move to the next one if you wanted to. And he was like, no, like, I mean, like, you know, move up. And she was just like, oh, you mean, like, upgrading your ticket? And he was like, yeah. And she was like, for free? And shut them down so quick.
It was pretty funny, I will say.
It was a joy to hear. I was like, yes.
It's just, like, we also had a conversation about this earlier, but why do military people have this, like, entitlement? Because they think, like, I sacrificed so much for this country. You owe me.
I don't owe you, like, shit.
No, yeah, I'm like, what does the Amtrak have to do with that?
Yeah.
They're just running the trains. Like,
literally. I just...
But so many military people are like that, where they, like, everywhere they go, do you have a military discount? What's your military discount? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you already get so much for being in the military in this country, in addition to, like, random people, like, sucking you off because they're like, holy shit, I love I love military complex. So, okay. It's like, isn't that enough for you? Now you have to go to fucking Amtrak and, like, harass employees about your fucking upgrading your ticket for free?
So, when I was working at Yogurtland, mm-hmm.
The land of yogurt, where the yogurt lives.
A lot of them are franchised out, so, you know, it's up to the owner to decide what they do and don't do at their restaurants.
Right. Pro-choice Yogurtland.
And this one guy comes in and he's like, do you guys have a military discount? And I was like, we don't have a military discount. And he was like, they do at the other Yogurtland. And I was just like, I don't know what to tell you, sir.
Different owners, honey.
We don't have a military discount here. And then in Berkeley, when I was working at Munchies, it wasn't the military discount. So many student athletes would walk in
there. Oh my God.
And be like, is there, like, a discount if you're, like, an athlete at the school? And I was like, no.
Like, why do I care is my thing. Like, why are you like, I deserve a discount because I fucking play sports?
Who,
like,
cares?
Literally no one cares. Literally.
You're probably going to tear your ACL anyways. And then, like, that wasn't even the worst one. I had someone ask me, do you give out discounts to UC Berkeley students? And I was literally...
Absolutely not.
First of all, their campus was right across the street from this yogurt shop. And I was literally like, don't you think if we did that, we'd go broke?
You'd go broke, but also wouldn't you be advertising that you have a student discount?
Exactly.
Like, you wouldn't need to ask.
And my boss at the time was so fucking frugal. She wasn't about to give these students discounts. She's not the owner anymore, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
When I was filling out some job applications, you know how, like, job applications will be, like, your last few employers, their phone numbers?
Yeah.
And I was looking up the phone number to Menchie's. And I was like, let me do some light snooping. Have I ever told the story as to why I quit Menchie's?
I don't remember.
So let me recap that real quick.
Right.
My boss was... I don't want to say not a good person.
But she wasn't. You told me the story, but I don't know if you told the pod.
So yeah. She was just very, like, white, neoliberal.
You had me at white. You woman. Already explained everything.
Like, I don't know if I've talked about her before. I might have. But, like, there was one time I was in the back, like, cutting fruits or whatever.
As one does.
And she comes up to me and she's like, hey, can you go help this family out there? I don't think they speak English and I don't speak Mexican or whatever. Ah! And in my head, I was just like, okay. And so I walk out there and they're not even speaking Spanish. They're speaking,
so just looks alone?
They're speaking fucking Portuguese.
Oh my god.
So they were like Brazilian or something. And I was just like...
Different language, mama.
Because I tried speaking to them in Spanish and then I was like, oh, we're not speaking right. the same language.
That's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, so there's a lot of like microaggression-y stuff that she would do right. like that. I'm not gonna go into, like, all the details into why, like, she fucking got on my nerves. Mm-hmm. But, like, towards... I feel like now that I'm telling it, I feel like I have told the story on the pod, but very quickly.
Okay.
Just, like, towards, the protest peak of Black Lives Matter, I just really didn't like the way she was acting. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was just one day where I had enough, and I was just like, I quit. And she, like, followed me out the door, and she was like, Charlie, what do you mean you quit? And I just didn't look back.
Right.
And so I was just doing some light snooping, A, to see if anyone had ever mentioned me in, like, reviews or anything.
Yeah.
No one ever mentioned me by name. And it's just like, come on, y'all. I was there literally every day.
Yeah.
Y'all know my name.
Yeah.
I was a little bitter about that. But, well, it is. Listen, when I have people telling me there, oh my god, we love you so much, you're like the best, like, I expect to see at least one review that mentions me by name.
I guess.
You know? Because people really review the fuck out of yogurt places. Like, why? It's weird.
I literally don't put effort into reviewing food places or anything unless I have a really, really bad experience.
Yeah. I think that's fair. But I was, like, doing some snooping and everything, and then I realized, oh, wait, hold on a second. And then when I checked the owner, it wasn't her name. Right. And I was like, huh? Right? And so I was like, am I going to be messy?
Of course you are. That's literally in your nature.
So I called the shop. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hello, Menchie's. And I was like,
and you I just was... just giggle into the fucking receiver. They're like, please hang up the phone.
Stop! No, I was literally just like, is so-and-so, I just named my old boss, I was just like, is so-and-so, there? And they were like, who? And I was like, aren't they the owner of this place? And they were, whoever answered the phone was clearly, like, newer.
Okay.
And they were like, I'm sorry, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, well, funny story, I'm just being nosy, because, like, I used to work here. Uh-huh. And I just want to know what happened. Like, who's the owner now? What's the sitch? Mm-hmm. And so I guess she sold it to another franchise owner from a few cities over. Okay. But she would always shit talk her. So I was just like...
Oh, that's weird.
I was just like, oh, so you're leaving your, like, pride and joy in the hands of someone else?
It's probably just because, like, maybe business wasn't going well or something.
Well, that's what I would have to assume. I feel like they were losing money on it.
So she probably was like, here, you deal with it.
I don't know if they were going to go bankrupt or something, but that could be the only plausible explanation to me as to why they sold it. I still want to know, like...
Yeah, the specifics.
Like, I want to know the details, but, you know, some things we'll just never know.
Yeah.
And we have to live with that, you know?
Yeah.
I did giggle a little when I saw that she wasn't the person, owner anymore. Yeah. I was like... Karma.
Well, yeah, it is karma, because, like, she shouldn't have been a bitch.
No, she was horrible. And, like, I really don't know how we had regulars sometimes, because I felt like she would chase so many people out. Mm-hmm. Like, we had people come into the store sometimes, and they'd be like, is the owner here? And I'd be like, no. And they'd be like, oh, thank God. Like, hello?
Yeah, that's how bad it has to be. Like, people know you and don't want you around. Like,
yeah.
That's a really bad look for your business.
It is very bad. So, there's that. What was the point?
I don't remember.
A point was made in there somewhere.
Now, hold on. I'm gonna lose it. I don't remember.
Well, there you have it, folks.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun,
what were we even talking about?
We were talking about our trip.
Oh, yeah, our LA adventure. Military discounts, that's how we started that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for
remembering. Yeah, I finally remembered something in my life.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it's not gonna last.
This is why you got your degree. Aren't I a great comedian bringing it back full circle?
Yeah.
You
should be on Dating No Filter.
Maybe I should do stand up.
I mean, maybe that might be your calling. That could be your hobby.
I don't feel like I could ever do stand up. I feel like I'd be standing there and be like,
You would be awkward.
Okay,
literally, I don't know if I've already told this story on the pod. I might have mentioned it when it happened a couple weeks ago. But, like, me, Charlie, and my roommate, Nikki, shout out Nikki, friend of the pod, had gone to this smoothie place that I go to all the time.
Oh, no! You didn't tell the story! But, like,
And then I get my usual, and then Nikki gets, like, some kind of mango thing, and she, like, didn't really like hers. And then Charlie gets, like, something with blueberries, right?
No, I ordered the berry blast.
It was a berry blast, all right. And we go and sit outside the smoothie place and we're like sipping our smoothies. And then I'm like, oh yeah, mine's good. And then Nikki's like, oh, I don't really like mine. And Charlie's like, I don't like mine either.
Hold on. That's not what happened.
Okay, well, explain. Damn.
Everybody was taking like their first sips and I sipped mine and I was like, It's got a little bit of a kick to it. You know, I was like, There's a little bit of an aftertaste. And I was like, maybe it'll grow on me. And then I took another sip and I was just like, because Jared and Nikki were like, yeah, this is good.
Well, Nikki didn't really like hers, but she wasn't like having the same reaction as you, because you were like not sipping yours after the first two.
Like after the first two sips, I was just like, And so then the two of them proceeded to try it because they clearly saw that I wasn't digging it.
Right.
And they were like, this tastes like something went bad.
Yeah, like I took a sip and it like tasted kind of fruity at first, not really.
But then the kick.
Then it was like, it tasted like ass. Like something went rotten. Like it tasted like sour and foul.
Sour candy.
But not candy. It was just sour.
It didn't even taste sour. It just tasted rotten.
Yeah, it just tasted rotten. Like something had gone bad. I don't know. One of the fruits they used blended in with there. It was just like, tasted off. It was not good. And so me and Nikki are both like, hey, we can go in and like replace your smoothie because Charlie didn't want to go and replace it.
I was just like, no, it's okay. We don't have to do that. No. It was giving very much, he didn't ask for pickles. You know?
Yeah. You were giving very much Ariana Grande with the sleeves over the hands.
Washing my hands.
Yeah, washing your hands. Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
So case in point, Charlie could not do stand-up comedy because they're too shy.
I feel like I'd stand there and be like,
hi.
You sound like Anna Faris.
My joke, I would just go, I wouldn't know what to say. I'd be staring blankly into the crowd and just be like,
so.
And you hear like the echo of the so, and you just hear someone go, right? I'm setting up the scene.
Right. The fish in the background. Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I would be like,
I'm gay.
Wait, no, this is your sequel. Your follow-up routine after that is a hit success because you don't say anything else and the whole crowd is like in tears over it.
So I just go,
so,
bye. Right. No, but you have a follow-up,
Oh,
right?
What was my follow-up?
Okay, your follow-up.
I thought that was the follow-up.
No, okay, no. That's your exit off the stage. You come back next week because you're here all week.
Right.
And you get on stage.
Thanks, I'll be here all week.
You get on stage and you go,
gay.
And everyone goes ballistic. There's tears, there's cum, there's streamers. There's a robot overlord in the corner.
I just feel like, listen, I feel like people don't realize though, like, comedy is very hard.
It is. I can't even, like, talk in front of people. So how am I supposed to get on stage in front of a crowd and be funny?
Low-key, though,
I can't even be funny, period.
I do feel like if I tried, I could probably do it, you know?
Everybody has a capability. It's like the execution is the hard part.
I mean, I remember I was...
Because I can write jokes.
I was in elementary school, and we took, like, one of those aptitude tests. Or no, it was middle school.
It said you're mentally disabled.
No! Kidding. Yes! No! We took an aptitude test, and it said that I should be a comedian.
That's weird.
And I was just like, close, I want to be an
actor.
Why
was there an option on the aptitude test? Like, what was the questions?
I don't know, but that was my results.
Weird.
You know?
Yeah.
So, that's what I got. I guess, you know what? I'm deciding now.
This is your awakening?
This is my awakening. I am going to be the next Nicole Byer, the next Joel Kim Booster, mm-hmm. possibly the next Kathy Griffin. Who knows? Okay. Anyways.
What's the comedian's name?
What comedian?
The black girl on... Oh, it smells. The black girl on Dating No Filter. I forgot her name. I know her first name is Nina. I don't know her last name.
I know she's been, like, the reunion host on, like, Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, I love that.
I've definitely seen her in the background while Cardi B was going, what was the reason? What was the reason? So Jared and his roommate Nikki, friend of the pod, Nikki.
Right. We've mentioned Nikki, like, 10 times in this podcast.
Friend of the pod.
Right.
She's we should just call this episode life. Friend of the pod.
I was going to say we should call it Jared and Charlie's LA Adventure.
Yeah. Misadventure of Billy and Mandy. But Jared and Nikki have been, like, binging this show called Dating with No Filter, and it's just, like, these comedians watching people go on, like, really bad dates, but it's so entertaining.
It makes me feel better about my dating life, because, like, I've been on some questionable / bad dates, but they're not, like, to the extent they are on the show.
Like, there's these gays.
The gays!
That...
What's your favorite holiday food?
So... These two gays, their name were Kyle and Charles.
They were both bottoms, first of all.
Yeah.
They weren't compatible from the start. We're still gonna need a top, girl.
It was a Christmas episode, but they very clearly shot this episode in, like, June. And, because I feel like if it wasn't June, they would have gone to, like, Big Bear or something to,
yeah,
like, go
like
down
the
snow.
Yeah, like the snow, or, like, something, you know, wintry.
Yeah.
But they were, like, in the hot-ass sun
so they
at
were,
the beach.
Yeah! They were like, we're gonna sled down this sandy hill at the beach. And so they were trying to push each other down, and they only moved, like, 2 centimeters.
The one guy, like, was like, oh, I'm going down, and then he, like, flopped, fell on purpose. Like, it was so obvious he didn't fall off the slide. He, like, bent over and, like, fell.
It was bad.
It was really bad.
And then, like, they go to dinner, and Charles, the gay who put the date together, mm-hmm. whose bright idea it was to go sledding down a sandy hill.
Right. Next to the highway.
Next to the highway. Charles was getting sloshed.
Just a little. A
at this dinner
bit.
Date.
He's getting a little.
Yeah. So, Charles proceeded to ask Kyle, what's your favorite holiday food?
Am I Kyle?
Yeah.
And Kyle. I don't know. I sound pretty twinky, right? I am a twink. Kyle was like,
girl, you're like the king of twinks. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't want to be the king of twinks, though.
You're if we're comparing, like, twinks, you are the starro of twinks.
I was just hate crimed.
Twinko, the conqueror.
We just went down.
We just watched The Suicide Squad.
Yeah. 7 out of 10. I really loved Harley Quinn in it.
I have very mixed opinions about it because I really liked it, but there are also parts that really make me not like it.
Yeah.
I won't give my review right now.
Right. That's Charlie's separate pod. Movie reviews with Charlie.
Yeah.
The separate pod. I couldn't think of a more creative podcast title. So.
That was a long title, but, you know,
right.
It's very on brand for me.
Right. But anyway, Kyle, the femme ginger twink, goes... probably green beans and mashed potatoes.
And then, like, Charles shits on it.
Right.
Like, who cares?
Right.
You asked him a question.
And then Kyle goes, so what's your favorite holiday food?
And he goes, mashed potatoes. What about you? As if he didn't originally ask the question. And Kyle's over here just like, and then, you just asked me.
Right. And then Charles is like, no, I didn't. You asked me.
And it's just like a 2 minute back and forth. I'm like, no, you asked me.
And then Charles finally goes, okay, so what's your favorite holiday food? And then fucking Twink Kyle goes again, green beans and mashed potatoes. And then it's just like this uncomfortable silence.
It was so bad.
And then the waiter comes back, and then they're just like, yeah, I think we're gonna get the check, like whatever.
No, because the waiter was like, do you guys want dessert? And then they were both like, no, we're good.
I think you made a comment about like, oh, like, are y'all having a good time or something? And then one of the twinks, I think it was Charles who said it. He was like, honestly, no.
Yeah.
And it was just so awkward. And then they like wrapped up the date.
And then they were doing the exit interviews and Charles was like slurring his words.
Drunkies. Like he couldn't form a coherent
me
sentence.
On Halloween.
No, it fully was Charlie on Halloween.
Sorry, which, I'm screaming, y'all. But
yeah,
like,
I mean, gay screaming.
Exactly.
But we're having...
finally living up to the title after you. Two seasons
I mean,
and almost
I feel like
20
we already,
episodes.
We do screaming every yeah. episode. We just don't realize it.
Yeah.
This is an intervention. But Halloween part two.
Yeah.
What's our plans for Halloween this year?
I
think we need to live up to last year because it'll be like my year anniversary.
You want me to black out again?
No, we need to get someone else to black out.
It's gonna be me. I already know it's gonna be me.
I think Nikki plans on throwing a Halloween party, so one, I need to get a costume. Two, I need to have a vibe for the night. I need to plan my itinerary of how hot and sexy I'm gonna be and who I'm gonna smash.
I already know I'm gonna be Velma because I told my cousin that they and I are both gonna be Velma together.
Okay.
Duo Velmas.
Okay. I kind of like that.
You know?
Serving. You're gonna have skirt and everything?
I haven't decided yet. I feel like maybe. Definitely the turtleneck.
May I add, you would look hot in a skirt?
Thank you.
So
I'm debating on whether I should shave my legs for it or not.
I guess that's dedication, right? But it's also, like, that's a lot of work. I've never shaved my legs, but, like, I don't want to.
But it's also... So, October is weird in California because it's, like, about to be the winter time. So, like,
yeah.
Let me keep the leg hairs. But it's also, like, sometimes 100 degrees in October. So, anyways.
It's going to be so fucking hot in Sephora, man. I'm not looking forward.
Thank you, guys. For
yeah.
listening to Gay Screaming. You can follow us at Misty_Terrain on Twitter.
And you can follow me at Loco_Twink on Twitter
and
or Gay Screaming Pod on Twitter.
Look, I promise you guys I will update it soon.
We have not touched that account. She's dusty, crusty, dry as hell.
Soon. Follow us on TikTok too. It's like the same things, except I'm at the Misty Terrain.
I think my TikTok username is at Passion Pimp.
Yeah, I think so.
Because that was my Tumblr name back in the day. That name is characters. I can't read that. Anyway, yeah, we're done.
Thank you for listening this week, guys.
Yeah, sorry we didn't have a topic.
It's okay. They listened.
Sorry we didn't record last week.
I know.
Sorry we're deadbeat parents.
Ah!
And sorry that we abused you.
Our 14 children are so disappointed in us.
Yeah.
All right, bye!
We'll just birth out some more.
Yeah, like Starro.
Full circle.
They were extensions of himself. Let me take that back. They weren't his children.
Yeah, I think I would hate extensions of myself more than I would hate children.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because it's yourself, yeah.
I get so irritated.
Twinko the Conqueror.